The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with Kia Credit. Flexible 142 finance solutions from Kia, home of the 7-year warranty.
Okay, a Killarney man is fast becoming a reality TV star in Australia as he appears in a new sporting show where up for grabs is a golden contract with the Australian Football League. And of course, Aussie Rules is one of the biggest sports in a huge sporting nation. Padraig Lucy, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Listen, you're in Melbourne at the moment. Tell us, how did you get involved in the TV show?
It's been going on for quite a while, I suppose, my involvement with Aussie Rules. I first got involved through Ty Kennelly, who invited me to a combine which he holds every year in Dublin, and I tested quite well, and it generated interest on this side of the world. And I recently graduated from UCC in Cork, and I was taking the route to go working, and Ty knew about that, and someone from the show got onto Ty to see was there anyone available to do the show over here, and he forwarded the email onto me, and I said, yeah, it seems like a great offer. So, and the rest is history. Went through a number of Skype sessions, and yeah, here I am now.
So you weren't even living in Australia at the time. We'll talk about why you're there in a second. But was it always a dream of joining the Aussie Rules, or not?
It wasn't all, like it's always been a I suppose a young fella's dream who's mad into sport is to be a professional sports player. That's always a young guy's dream. The first time I got a message off, or a phone call off Ty Kennelly was just out of the blue. I thought it was a prank, to be honest, at the start. You know, I'm still learning the game, and I've grown to love the game and love playing it at the moment, and I'm loving every minute of it.
So how does the TV show work? What do they make you do?
They basically put us through a number of challenges every week. You know, it could be testing you mentally, testing you physically. You might have a game during the week. Basically, for the 10 weeks that I was on the show, well, the 10 weeks that I was over here and on the show, you basically wake up every morning, you don't know what you're doing, you're told what to bring, and you get on a bus and you find out. They try to surprise you and see how well you can react under pressure. And I suppose that's what the AFL players at the top level can do. They can react when it's under pressure or elements of surprise put into it.
And does it go to a public vote? Is it Australia that are voting?
No. We vote on each other. There's a locker room scene where we sit down and there's a psychologist. We meet with a psychologist every week, all of us together. And we say, she goes around and say, who do we think is the strongest this week and who are our two weakest? It's kind of a tough environment, really. You're telling the guys who you're living with for every week, you're telling them that they're no good, basically. And then we have to vote on our weakest three, and the three with the most votes are put up for delisting at the end of the week, which is where someone goes home.
Right, well, I mean, I know from being there, and I think people know anyway, you've had the success of Ty Kennelly, Jim Steins, who's, you know, one of the biggest stars in Melbourne as well. And competition for a role in the AFL is so intense. Is the prize, I mean, is it top notch? Is it sort of solid gold if you win?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's one player is guaranteed an AFL contract. Just like the whole show, we don't know how it's gonna work. The last show is a live finale. Saying that, we don't know how it's gonna run, but we know for definite that one person will be signing an AFL contract.
Right, well, that leads me smoothly on to ask you, because you said the pre-records have been done. You flew home to Ireland. We have the live shows coming up. You were flown back to Australia, where you're talking to me now. There is three people left to compete for the prize. So your chances seem very good.
That doesn't mean, just because I'm back here doesn't mean I'm in the top three, but I can't tell you if I am or not. Like,
well, if I was to be a betting woman.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe, yeah, sure. You'll have to watch it to find out, I suppose.
Well, listen, I think it's fantastic. You know, again, I just find it incredible how many Irish guys have gone over there and made a success of it. And the fact that Ty put you through, you're there, living the dream. We wish you all the best, and we'll stay in touch, and fingers crossed for you, Padraig.
No problem. Thanks a million, Catherine.
Thanks, Padraig.
Okay, bye.
That was Killarney man Padraig Lucy talking to us from Melbourne, and we'll keep our fingers crossed that he actually makes it to the final in a couple of weeks' time.